Yes, you're listening to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and today is Open Mic Friday, July the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. What does it mean, Open Mic Friday? You can take over the microphone by asking a question, making a comment. We spoke about a lot of items during this past week. So here's the phone number. If you're in St. Louis, it's 821-0850. Anywhere in North America is 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. And we're anxious to get you on the phone. In fact, kind of phone a little earlier than you're used to so that we can get to you right away. And I'll be glad to talk to you about any comment of a theological nature. That's right. I'm not an expert in politics and science or this sort of thing, but certainly of a theological nature, we'd be glad to have you on. Phone numbers once more, 821-0850 or toll-free 1-800-730-2727. All right. It looks like we've got somebody on, I think. Let's go see who it is. Hi, I'm Pastor Baker. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Marilyn.
How you doing, Marilyn?
Well as God wants me to do, I begin to wonder sometimes. I have three things that are disturbing to me. One, I want to know the difference between doxology and theology. And two, I question this on taking the embryo and messing, a human embryo, and messing with the genes, because that is God's job. And three, resurrection. Can it be used other than with the resurrection of our Savior?
In what way do you mean? Give me an example of how you think it's used.
Well, this person told me that so-and-so was resurrected because their life had been saved.
Somebody in the Bible or somebody today?
Somebody today. And that bothered me.
They really believe they were buried and then they were resurrected from the dead?
No, not buried, but they were dead.
How so? You mean they weren't breathing anymore, or?
Well, right at the point of death, yes.
Right at the point of what?
Of death.
Yes.
Where, in fact, there was little there that showed life.
Well, let me speak to this latter first of all. It's very difficult to really ascertain when someone has died. In fact, it's not at all uncommon to hear that somebody is ready to do an autopsy on who they thought was dead, and all of a sudden they start breathing. And so I can understand sometimes in the medical field that things like that happen, but I wouldn't consider that a resurrection from the dead. It's just that we weren't able to ascertain that they truly had died because there's different levels of death. You may stop breathing. You know, there are people, and this always surprises me, who drown and they may be in the water for 20 minutes. They're brought up. And they're resuscitated. And that's the word I would use rather than resurrected. Because
I was really questioning that.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, thank you.
Well, let me get to the other two. The embryo and messing around with genes. Yeah, for example, if a couple says, the baby we want to have a certain color hair, we want to be male, etc., and they try and ascertain the best of what they want, I would say that that would be inappropriate. But let's say that there is a way, and I'm not an expert in this area either, that one can manipulate the genes. So let's say there's a 90% chance from parents that a child is going to have a certain disease, but they're able to manipulate the genes in such a way that that chance comes down to almost zero. I don't know if I'd have a problem with that if they're trying to cure a disease, but if they're trying to form a child into a certain way, that's where I would have a problem.
Well, this is where it's actually being done in science laboratory and with human embryos, and this is bothering me. I just don't think, one, we should ever mess with that which God created.
No, I'm really agreeing with you on that note.
You will see it on the news. That's where I saw it.
No. You're correct on that. Then your last one was on doxology, right?
Doxology and theology, the difference between.
Theology is dealing with doctrine. For example, if I want to do a seminar that Jesus is both human and divine, I'll look up all the passages showing his humanity, all the passages showing his divinity, also that they aren't separated one from the other. That's theology. By the way, it comes from two Greek words, theos, meaning God, and logos, meaning word. So theology is really words of God or from God. Doxology is a little different. That is actually a liturgical formula of praise to God. So, you know, when we sing, glory be to God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that's a form of doxology, and because it's involved in prayer, praise, and worship. So do you see the difference?
It's coming from man.
Yes, it's coming from God's word.
Right.
But doxology would be how we worship God, how we praise God. And a lot of times we'll say, let's end with a doxological verse. In one of the hymnals we use, there is a triangle in front of that verse, which refers to the fact that we are to stand. And I believe it was Mark Smith who just mentioned on Tuesday that that's a doxological verse, and we stand on that.
Oh, well, God bless you. Well, thank you, Pastor. I have one other thing to ask of you. I never can get your post office box in order to send.
Yes, it's Post Office Box 28910.
Okay.
28910, and then it's St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. And by the way, you can make it out to Law and Gospel, but if you want to get IRS credit for it, make it out to Concordia Mission Society.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then you will get a sheet from us indicating you can take off that on your income tax.
It would go to you, though.
Yeah. Same address and everything. Yeah, in fact, just today, we are taking Concordia Mission Society. We put out Glad Tidings. That's a newsletter.
Right.
And my wife right now is finishing addressing it, and I'm taking it downtown today. And we're also well known by that fantastic magazine called Good News.
Oh, right.
That's Wallace Schultz, who edits that for years.
Absolutely.
And I was just talking to somebody from California last night, one of our listeners, who was just really very happy with the recent editions of Good News. They're very, very helpful.
Well, now, on this zip code, is that Kirkwood then?
No, it's actually Olivet, 63132.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting all sorts of information I didn't have. Okay, I've got that. anything.
Well, the theological information at the beginning of the call is more important than this. But that's fine. We sure thank you very much, Marilyn.
Well, God bless you, and I thank you for your program.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy it so much. God bless.
God bless. And anybody else can call. If you're in St. Louis, it's 821-0850, toll-free, anywhere in North America, 1-800-730-2727. And you may be wondering, what do you mean anywhere in North America? How far does this radio signal go? Well, we need to tell you, excuse me, that KFUO is a streaming radio station on the internet. If you go to KFUO.org, you can hit the appropriate button there and actually hear the radio program anywhere in the world. And a lot of people, they download our programs. For example, I do the Issues Etc. Sunday School program. And I've been told that occasionally I'll end up with about 10,000 people who download that one program. And so a lot of people do listen to us, but they don't listen while it's live. They download it. In fact, if you go to KFUO.org, there's a section called Archives. And there's a whole number of programs that you can get past editions. So you can actually listen to Law and Gospel, you know, for a number of months that they have archived. In fact, I know there are some people, like my wife, who has trouble sleeping at night, and she'll turn on the program. No, that's not true. But who knows who's going to be doing that? All right, 821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727. And we're going to go back to the phone line. And hi, I'm Tom Baker. Who's this? Is
hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your last name?
What's my what?
Last name.
Kayanka.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling because I was taking care of someone who is from your denomination.
Yes.
And I was taking care of her completely. She was, you know, completely dependent on me. And we were, I pray with her. I take her to things that are, you know, spiritually supporting. I make sure that she's pray, you know, that whenever she needs to. I have a faith, and I'm completely confident in my relationship with Jesus. But she seems to be convinced that I'm not going to heaven, and she always treats me like I'm kind of a pitiful thing. And I just wondered if your theology it believes that other people who are not Lutherans aren't going to go to heaven, aren't saved, aren't possibly under the grace of Jesus. And I was just wondering if that was true or if it's just her perspective.
Yeah, I really appreciate this phone call. There was a joke going around that somebody went to heaven and Gabriel was taking them through the hallways. And he heard chanting in one room, and he said, no, that's the Roman Catholics. And then there was praise songs in another room, that's the Baptists. And then as they were coming to the third room, the angel said, don't make any noise, because that's where the Lutherans are, and they think they're the only ones in heaven. No, I tell you...
We can all find ourselves there, can we?
No. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not need to be Lutheran to go to heaven, because the main thing is that in your heart you love Jesus, and he's going to judge you by your heart. Now, perhaps you've had some conversations with her, and you might have some differences in various areas of doctrine.
Sure.
But we make a big difference between doctrines that are fundamental and doctrines that are secondary. So if somebody says, I believe I'm saved because I invited Christ into my heart. We don't agree with that because we think you're adopted rather than make a decision. But we don't think that that's going to send somebody to hell. But if they say, I don't believe that Jesus is God or that he died on the cross for my sins, that would be a fundamental difference. And we would say, you know, there's a good chance that person won't be in heaven. But I always like making a distinction here in judging. You're aware of a courtroom where you have a jury and a judge?
Yeah.
Okay, a jury can decide whether someone has done something wrong. A judge decides the punishment. A Christian is allowed to be a jury. We can say such and such a person is sinning when they do this or they have false doctrine. We are not allowed to be a judge and say, therefore, we know for certain they are going to hell. We can't know that because God alone can judge a heart, and we don't know where a person's heart is. And so we got to be very careful and follow, judge not lest ye yourselves be judged. That's talking about a judge punishment, but we can judge as to whether or not someone is sinning or doing false doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time and the explanation. That's very helpful, and I appreciate your time.
And I'm going to look forward to seeing you in heaven.
Yes, I will look forward to seeing you as well.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, and anybody can phone here with any question. And there is a lot of misunderstanding, not only people have about Lutheranism, but Lutherans have about other denominations. For example, let's just take a very simple one. Purgatory. If you ask most Lutherans, what do Roman Catholics mean by purgatory? Many of them think that purgatory is a place where you go to pay off your sins. And that is not true. That is not Roman Catholic teaching. Roman Catholic teaching is your sins were paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. They believe that. Then what's purgatory? Well, the fact is that as you go through life, you may do various sins and not have any negative consequences. You may go over the speed limit and nobody pulls you over. Purgatory is understood as a place to pay your temporal consequences of your sin, not your eternal consequences. Nobody in Roman Catholic theology goes to purgatory who is not finally going to get to heaven. So that is a misunderstanding a lot of people have, that in purgatory they think Roman Catholics believe that that's where their sins are being paid for. No, they teach that Christ died on the cross. That's where your sins are paid for. But we disagree with the notion of purgatory because we believe that when you're forgiven and you die, you go straight to heaven. Remember Jesus said to the Father, receive my spirit into your hands. He went right to heaven at his death in the spirit. It's the same thing that happened to Stephen when he was being stoned. He asked God to receive his spirit, and he was therefore immediately in the presence of Jesus. So we don't believe there's this in-between time. But as I was saying, we wouldn't consider that to be a fundamental disagreement with the gospel of Jesus Christ, which sends somebody to hell. You see, our head is really messed up. I've been a pastor for many, many years, and I'll be reading a book. One of my favorite writers is Dr. James Veltz. He's just really tremendous on insights in the Bible, and I'm reading his commentary on Mark and hopefully a second one when he gets it printed. But you can't read a page in there without finding out something you didn't know. And because he's such a great grammarian, particularly. And so I'm always constantly learning. Now, because I didn't know these things, does that mean I'm not going to go to heaven? No. It means that when God judges me, he doesn't look at my head knowledge. He looks at my heart knowledge. What heart knowledge? Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. You have a heart that God has created in you, if you're a Christian, that is perfect in its faith. But by the time it gets up to your head, you kind of get it messed up. And so that's why it is really important, and I keep talking about this at Trinity Orchard Farm all the time, for people who've gone through adult instruction or youth confirmation, that doesn't mean you're done in learning. You need to attend church services every week and Bible studies. For what reason? In order to get your head to catch up with your heart. What I mean by that is a lot of times in our head, we've got our own sinful ideas about God. I mean, how many times has something bad happened to you and you get the impression, well, God doesn't love me? You know, what did I do to deserve this? All kinds of statements. See, that's the head and the old Adam talking. The new man recognizes that there is never a time that you are separated from the love of God. Never. And by the way, the Bible verse that we back that up with is known as a tremendous Bible verse, the gospel in a nutshell. For God so loved the Lutherans that he gave... Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not right. For God so loved the Christians that... No, that's not right either. For God so loved the world. So I can say to a unbeliever, guess what? God loves you. And I can prove it to him. Because it's the same way that God showed that he loved the people of Israel. Read Exodus 20. Because I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Well, what did God do to unbelievers today? I am the Lord your God who died on the cross to pay the punishment for your sins. That's available to every person, believer or unbeliever. And the people who are not going to heaven are not those who are worse sinners than me. They are those who reject that message, reject the message of what God is saying. And on the next long gospel, we're going to find another passage that doesn't make any sense, but from a long gospel point of view, it does make sense. It's the Old Testament reading for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and we'll be talking about that on Monday. And guess what it says? He who has no money, come, buy, and eat. And in my promo, I put down, can you imagine that your favorite grocery store sends you an ad? And it says that. You who have no money, come buy and eat. That doesn't make any sense. How can you buy something if you don't have any money? And so we're going to discuss that from a religious point of view on Monday's Law and Gospel. Then, God willing, Mark Smith will join with us Tuesday to look at a hymn assigned for the ninth Sunday. We'll have an Insight Wednesday. Wes Reimnitz back on Thursday for Rumination Thursday. And don't hesitate to write us to inform us. Boy, I would love to have you talk about this. The email address for this program is lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. And also, if you would like to provide a monetary gift for Law and Gospel, because we're due to pay another payment this coming Monday, the last day of July, then write the check out, if you want IRS redemption, to Concordia Mission Society, and mail it to me, Tom Baker, at Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63114. And I thank Marilyn for asking about that. And we pray that you'll continue to listen to the programs here on KFUO, because from a religious point of view, we do believe that they not only are substantial in talking about the very foundation of the Christian church, but they're also very applied to your life. And so don't hesitate to email me if you have any questions or listen to the other programs on KFUO. Yes, I mentioned I'm at Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm this coming Sunday. That's out on Highway 94 in St. Charles. Real easy to get to. You get off of 370 when you cross the Missouri River and turn left at the first exit. Go about 5 miles and you'll see, first of all, the school and then the church. Services at 8 and 10:30, Bible study at 9:15, Trinity Lutheran Church, Orchard Farm. And we have a school there if you're interested. I'm Tom Baker. God bless.
Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.